The last time I sang that song, I was standing in Kentucky. I was in the water, and there was a host of people standing on the banks waiting to watch a baptism. Jared Blocker was one of those. Rose and Marianne, three individuals, two of them from Kentucky, and Jared, who's teaching down there, but part of our congregation. They were baptized last Wednesday in Lost Creek, the creek. And I just am struck by the way in which God has moved over the past few years as we have partnered with Riverside Christian School, and we have been sending teams down for 13 years now. And what we're discovering is that we are making an impact through God. We are making an impact in Kentucky. And we are discovering that Kentucky is making an impact on us. This morning, you will have the opportunity to hear some stories from people who spent a week in Kentucky, and hopefully you will, most of all, catch a glimpse of how big and how great and how wonderful our God is, and that you can be a part of that. The mornings in Kentucky were spent Vacation Bible School, 12 tribes, kids all over the place. It was exciting. It was exhausting. Afternoon work projects in the school and around the property. It was exhausting. In the evening, even though we were depleted, we would find our way to the cabin. And even though there were near 60 of us on the team this year, we covered every little spot in that place as we would share stories about God working through us and in us over the course of that day. I'd like for you to imagine this being a cabin and us being there and you having an opportunity to hear from some people who were there. We're going to begin. Linda has something she wants to share, and I'll give an opportunity for some others to do the same. And then Quentin's going to share. Linda.
Well, Friday, we have a program at the end of our Bible school for parents to come and kids to share. And I wanted to share one story that came from that program. After the program was over, there was a dad that came up to me and he said, "You guys are really lucky." And I wasn't really sure where that was going to go. Now, remember, we were doing an outside Bible school, and 2 weeks ago, I think I stood up here, and I just asked you to pray about that. Wednesday morning, we did wake up, and there was this nice, steady, gentle rain. We went in there before Bible school started, and we sort of made some little adjustments, and kids started to arrive in the rain. But we decided if it didn't start storming or pouring rain, we were going to go ahead and have them go out and travel through the wilderness, the camp outside. So we did the opening, and we opened up the doors to let the kids dismiss out there, and the sun was shining. So this man said to me, "You guys are really lucky." He said, "Every morning I got up and I looked at the weather map, and all the way around Lost Creek, there was raining and storming. And on top of, literally on top of Lost Creek on the map, it was clear. It was a clear circle around Lost Creek." And I said to him, I said, we're not lucky. I said, there are people, prayer warriors back home, praying specifically for the weather, and they were every single morning. We felt it, and he saw it on the map. And I just want to thank you and tell you that if you ever doubt that God is listening to your prayers, I hope that you won't, because he hears everyone, and he's answering just the way that he knows we can handle. And he's powerful that way. And again, I just want to thank you for that circle on top of Lost Creek that was clear all week long. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen, amen. Some of you others that were on the team will give you an opportunity to share a God sighting, a God story, a way that you've been impacted or you saw other people being impacted. Anyone else?
I was working with the Levite group for VBS, and some of these kids come from very, very bad home lives, and I felt glad and happy and joyful that to let these kids just enjoy just the morning without being stressed out and about worried about a home.
That was Jalen Webb. Thanks. Someone else? Yeah.
I'm Darren Ransbottom. For those of you that don't know, God is awesome. I mean, last week was beyond words. I mean, I can't even describe it. And last year, where is Matt Smith here? No, I don't see him. I think he usually goes to second service. But after I saw him last year when I was talking about Kentucky, he told me to be more enthusiastic. And I was like, thinking back, I was like, was I really like that? Not excited, you know? And I was thinking more about it, I was like, well, you know, we're supposed to be humble, but God's awesome. You know, last week, just nuts. Like, I am bursting with emotion. I can't even put words to it, but be careful what you pray for, because what you pray for in faith, it's going to happen. And if Caleb would share what he shared with us Thursday night before he left, that would be awesome, because that explains the week. You remember what you said? Can you do it?
Well, we were singing Build Your Kingdom here, and it was cool because I felt that God was building his kingdom there, and Satan was scared of that place, and it was just really cool.
We had a baptism that week, but the week started with an engagement.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way, they got engaged.
Okay, so my journey kind of started last year in Kentucky when I made the decision not to go back to college. Well, this year I am feeling so powerfully led by God to go back to college. I will be returning in the fall. I'm not going back to Ball State, though. I'll be staying home, and I'll be going to Ivy Tech back for my nursing degree.
Someone else? Hannah Newell.
So this is my third year in Kentucky, and I've always been with, like, the kids that are my age, so I've never really felt like I've made a big impact on the kids. But this year I was with a little boy named Dalen, and he was only 4, and he was the cutest, and I felt like I really made an impact on him because he would just always, like, towards the end, like the last day, he just ran up and hugged me. And I feel like I made an impact on him this year.
Anyone else? Quentin's going to share something God has been stirring and working in his life, and about how God hears and answers our prayers when we listen.
I went into this week not really knowing what's going to come out of it, because last year was just really powerful and just really strong. But I went into this week kind of till about the Wednesday. My heart felt like it was clenched. And like, I couldn't be who I really wanted to be out there serving these kids. And so I think it was towards the end of the week, we were in cabin time, and we were singing a song, and it really hit me hard. Like, I started crying, and after cabin time, I went out and was walking down the road, and was sitting down and praying, talking to God, saying, God, I don't know what else you want me to do. Like, I need you, and I really need you right now, and I just want you to talk to me. Well, a couple days before that, Laurel Rupert, I was talking to her on the pavement, and she had told us in cabin time that, like, God talks to her and gives her names to pray about, and even if, like, she'll be praying for somebody else, that name that God wants her to be praying for just pop into her head, and she'll say that name. And I asked her, like, I won't be able to talk to God like that. And she said, just listen. So that night I went to bed and was praying for like 20 minutes or so. And I prayed for a little bit, and then I sat there and listened and just said, God, just help me to be able to talk to you more and listen to you. And so when I was sitting down in the grass, I was praying and crying. And I was just saying that, God, help me to know you more, be able to listen to you and understand what you're telling me to do. And give me somebody to talk to. Like, I knew I had people to talk to. I just didn't know what to talk to them about. So then I walked down to the church and was sitting on the steps. And not even 5 minutes later, Laurel and Jared walk up to me and say, Quentin, can we talk to you? And I was like, yeah, of course. And so we walked down to the pavilion or whatever it was. And they just started praying over me and talking to me. And it was just awesome because, like, that was not even 5 minutes after I just got done praying, God, help me, like, talk to me somehow. And then they said that God had put my name into their head, and they started praying for me, and it was just awesome just to know that, I mean, obviously God's there, and I always know that, but then just to see that, be able to have God talk to me in a way, it was still awesome.
One of my kids, as we came home, commented, because we left a day early, and they were just really sad that we weren't able to be a part of the last cabin time, because there was this great sense of, you know, God is here. God's in Kentucky. And you know what? God is in Kentucky. But God's in North Manchester, too. He's here. Our great big God is alive and well. Our God is still speaking and moving and shaping his people to do amazing things, and you are a part of that. And so what we're discovering more and more is that we need to share our stories with one another about what God is doing, and to celebrate with one another about how big and great God is. For me, I was a part of the Vacation Bible School tribes. Now, there were 12 tribes of Israel. I was the leader of one of those tribes, the tribe of Issachar. Taylor McLaughlin and I were together. I'm already talking like Kentucky, aren't I? together. They speak another language in Kentucky. And then when they have food in their mouth, I mean, you can't understand it even more. Each day, kids came, they picked a color of bandana that they liked, and whatever color they picked, that related to a tribe. Mine was light blue, and so any kid that picked up light blue was a part of my tribe. We didn't divide them up like, you're in this grade, you're that age. All the grades and all the ages were mixed. So you would have a ninth grader with a first grader. You may have a six-year-old with a 12th grader. And it provided this tribe, this family kind of sense, which is really what we were experiencing in Kentucky as well, because my daughter Hannah was the youngest. Marita Steele, who's older. no. Marita, she's fantastic. We have the span and everyone in between these ages. And what we find is that everyone has a place. Everyone has a purpose. And these cross-generational experiences of which we find on these trips in Kentucky is at the heartbeat of who we are. This is why on an orange Sunday where we have everyone together, and the kids and the adults, and we're trying to focus on what it is for the church and the family to work together, that a report about God's work in Kentucky and on our team really fits, because the cross-generational experiences that we discover and experience is very rich. I was a part of Issachar, and I would watch children walk through the door on the other side of the gymnasium from where I was, looking for that light blue bandana. So finally, you know, a little boy, Ethan, comes. He had been there before. He was 12. He would be our leader. He would be the oldest in our group. I didn't know at the time, but he was there. And then Willie came, and Willie was excited, and he was full of energy, and got to know Willie. And then a little bit later, a little tiny girl walked in, and I'm looking, I'm like, thinking, I think she's in my group. And she's this little petite little thing, six-year-old Anna. I didn't know her name at first, because when she was talking, she said, "My name is Anna Quartz. What's your name?" Anna Quartz. I'm like, "Could you write that down?" Anna Cross. Anna Cross is her name. And I began to listen to the story of this little girl just percolate up over the next few days. And my heart really ached for her, as well as was inspired by her. She told me that she didn't live with her mom and dad. She wasn't allowed to live with her mom anymore, and her dad didn't have any diapers or any food, so he just dropped her off at her uncle's place. I don't know what kind of man he is, but here she lived in this house, this trailer, which I would see later, as one day I would go into the hollers of Kentucky to drop off the kids. There was Anna's place. That day, as she had been asking for prayer for her dog indeed died, and it was dead on the front porch, and she just broke down along with her sister, this grief of death, and so a couple of the boys jumped out of the van, and we took the dog, and we placed it someplace for the dog to be buried. She would told me earlier in the day how you should pray for her sister, because her sister would jump out the window sometime and run down the street, and she didn't want her sister to be stole. She was fearing for safety for her sister. But this little girl, Anna, she could see God. And we'd have God sightings. She would tell about how, I saw God. The sparkly lights. And one time I saw his foot. And I saw his foot. And I believe that she did. I believe that she knew the nearness of God in a rather difficult situation. She told the story of when she would, "God taught me to swim. God taught me to swim. I was underwater. I couldn't swim. And I prayed, God help me swim, and he helped me swim." So we wrote it down. God taught you to swim. The next day she brought her little sister, Chloe. She didn't go by Chloe. She went by Coco. Her little sister, five, which we discovered really was four, was a ball of fire and life. My group was getting smaller. I mean, we were getting more, but they were getting younger and younger. And here's little Coco and her sister Anna, hidden in the hills of Kentucky, in the hollers of some place. And I will tell you, not hidden from God. Not hidden from God. And what we want you to capture in this morning's service is you are not hidden from God. And that our God sees and knows. He knows you. He cares about you. And some of you just who have been questioning that although you live in plain sight of all the world to see, you still feel lost, you still feel hidden, you still feel invisible to some. And I am here to tell you, you are not hidden, you are not invisible. God sees, he knows, he cares, and he does care for the kids like Anna in Kentucky, and he does care for people like you in our town as well. So Heavenly Father, as we continue to worship, may your name be highly exalted, and may we realize more and more of the vastness of your great love and your great mercy to us. You are here. You are here. And we are thankful. In Christ's name, amen. Will you stand with me as we lift up the name of Christ? Amen.